Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
After the six-year leadership of Jephthah, three other judges are mentioned in succession. Ibzan judged for 7 years, Elon for 10 years, and Abdon for 8 years. Apart from a few geographical markers and mention of their large families, little is given. Ibzan is one of the lesser-known inhabitants of Bethlehem, a link with the supreme Savior Judge, the Lord Jesus himself. Bethlehem will also be the setting of the Book of Ruth, a blessed outtake from the times of the judges. Whatever else Ibzan and his unmentioned wife or wives accomplish, none can deny the remarkable family they raised. Quote, he had 30 sons, and he gave away 30 daughters in marriage, and brought in 30 daughters from elsewhere for his sons. Judges 12, verse 9. Imagine 60 weddings. I had to give away 5 daughters, a very joyous but solemn task. I feel for the man. Elon's name means strong and has reference to an oak tree. The oak is not only known for its strength, but also for its abundant crop of acorns, the seed of future generations. We are hardly surprised to read, quote, he had 40 sons and 30 grandsons who rode on 70 young donkeys, verse 14. So Ibzan's 30 sons plus 30 sons-in-law was surpassed by Elon's posse of 70 sons and grandsons. It seems these judges believed there was strength in numbers and decided to raise their own militias right at home. No hints are given of Abdon's home life, but this is an ideal place to remind ourselves of the burden we bear to lead both our children and grandchildren in the ways of the Lord, arming them for spiritual battle. It is a great challenge. Quote, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children. Psalm 103, verse 17.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.